This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, those two pages interact one with another, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia, again, they interact one with another. Check us out on Facebook, Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E as well, folks. I got something to say there. This is crazy stuff, but here we go again. You know, I always share with you how we're ahead of the game here, and I appreciate that because the Lord gives us a foreshadow of things to come. And we were just talking about on Friday about the numbers with Facebook and how we're talking about bringing forth a class action lawsuit against Facebook. Now, they're a private outfit. They can do what they will, but the fact of the matter is they're double dipping and they're bottlenecking, folks, people's traffic. For example, I went from 3 million on a weekly basis, that was my traffic flow, to less than 900,000. And what we did, friends, is we found out from an insider that came forward, he told us that they were actually, these are curators, friends, what they're doing is they are stifling free speech. They're shutting down the sites of the conservatives, and what they're doing is they're putting articles out there that are folks where nobody's responding. Nobody cares about the content. They're throwing that out there because, again, what they're trying to do is stonewall the information that you want. They don't want you to have that information. But what's interesting about that, and again, we're not asking for the devil for permission to obey God, nor is light asking for permission to reprove darkness. No, that's our job. And again, friends, do keep in mind this is a violation of Amendment 1 of the Bill of Rights as to what we're seeing Facebook do. But listen to this. Just today, just a couple weeks ago, as a matter of fact, I even had somebody that should have knew better say to me, Bradley, you know, there's no conspiracy theory here with Facebook. It's just not there. And what I did is I started contacting other people across the country that have influential news sites, major websites, major news outsources, so on and so forth. And interestingly enough, they all agreed with me. Bradley, there's no doubt. One lady had 4 million a month on her site, and it was down to less than 1 million. And she said stopping my traffic flow. They're trying to control my traffic flow. And she said, furthermore, I'm even paying for ads and they're still doing this. They don't care about the money. No, they care about the content because this is, again, friends, what you do in a state of judgment. Because, again, America, you are in a state of judgment in this country right now because you are letting a handful of people, literally less than 1.7% of the population, control and destroy the rest of your country because they have a better idea. And there are a bunch of grown-ups that have never matured. Friends that have grown up to be criminals rather than growing in grace, they grow in iniquity and they act accordingly. But I'm saying this, friends, what you need to understand is just showing you again how we're ahead of the game here. It's official. Targeted conservative Stephen Crowder files a legal motion against Facebook. Now, why would he be doing something like that? Well, there is far more behind the scenes that can be disclosed here. So what they're asking to do is bookmark the site. As a matter of fact, this simple legal petition for information was a long time coming. Recent events have only inquired the timeline to be sped up. Below is the official statement and motion filed by my legal representation. He said, I encourage you to read it in its entirety so that you understand that it's an issue regarding transparency and the trust of business clients as well as users, not merely censorship, which Facebook has a right to do concerning content to a certain degree. Not if they're selling it, friends. Okay? Dallas, Texas, in the latest of recent allegations brought to our attention, Michael Nunes and Gizmodo.com, Stephen Crowder is taking steps to determine what, if any, legal action necessary to address the assertions that he had been targeted by Facebook for suppression due to his conservative political commentary. Now, folks, we found this out because of someone on the inside that came forward and told the American people that it was their job to basically curtail, folks, any information that they didn't feel that it was appropriate. Okay? That's what's going on with Facebook right now, folks. And you need to let your conservative friends, your Christian friends, your patriotic friends know that Facebook is doing this, friends. You do need to understand that Facebook is doing that. I wanted to highlight that really quick concerning Facebook again, friends, because this is just so far over the top, friends, so un-American, it sickens me to the very core. Going back, if you would like to call in at any time over the next 45 minutes, I'm going to get to the Target CEO off America's radar. I want to highlight some of the crimes that have been going on in the Target stores that, of course, the state-controlled media is not going to deliver up. We're going to give it to you, friends, because we're going to show you who's responsible for what's going on in Targets. Now, aside of that, I wanted to let you know that if you'd like to call in at any time over the next 45 minutes, starting the next segment, you can give us a call, 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, truly, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. No question about it. Let's jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. What's going on, folks? What's going on in your country? Corporations, if you'd like to see a list of corporations, folks, that think, you know how I always talk about the covenant of hell that will be disannulled? You know how I talk about the covenant of death, which speaks to us in Scripture, how it will be disannulled? Well, we have a bunch of elitist globalist friends that are coming together because they want to control the narrative. They want to control every facet of your life. Corporations pushing globalist agenda equals a new era of American fascism. Do check it out. It's by columnist and contributor Jason Charles. It's always good what comes from Jason. Check it out, folks. The lone man resisting judicial tyranny. We have a friend of ours, Judge Roy Moore, out in Alabama, who's stopping homosexual marriage. And why is he doing that? Because it runs antithetical to God's moral law, and he understands common law. And he is the Supreme Court justice in that particular state. Now they're targeting him. If you remember right, friends, the last time they did that, they undid themselves. And that's what happens when you lay your hand on an anointed man of God or an anointed man or a woman of God. Check out Galatians 2. As a matter of fact, you can read the book of Psalms, and you can also read Genesis all the way to Revelations, and you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. We're going to come right back to the Sons of Liberty Media.com right after this break. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Sons of Liberty Radio.com and or Sons of Liberty Media.com. Again, we'll be right back on the other side of this break.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Yo, my name is Apache Davis, and I support the Sons of Liberty because the Sons of Liberty still believes America is good, that belief in God is the cornerstone of our republic, that character and virtue is important, and families are the basic building blocks of society.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Kid, if something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Granger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Granger.com, new rotary encoder ordered on Granger's mobile app, a dozen splash goggles from the local Granger branch. What more could you want in life? Granger has over 1 million products for all our facility's needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, my company has like 7 different printers. How's your ink selection?
Behold, Staples Wall of Ink.
Just wow.
A huge selection of ink and toner guaranteed in stock.
Hello, awesome.
If it's not, we take $10 off and ship it to you free.
Pinch me. I said pinch.
I heard you.
New low prices on ink and toner and an in-stock guarantee. Staples, make more happen.
In-stock guarantee applies to in-store selection. Only out-of-stock ink and toner will be ordered from in-store kiosk with $10 discount plus free shipping applied. Limit 1 cartridge per customer.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. I believe that we're back up and running, are we not? Okay, good. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, back to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Obama, federal government can hack into anyone's personal computers, phones, whenever it wants to. This was all under the guise, friends, by the way, for those that did not know, under the devil's bargain, which was called the Patriot Act, which attempts to sell us the idea that safety, security, and material comforts are preferable to freedom. Now, the problem with these devil's bargains, however, is that there's always a catch, always a price to pay for whatever it is we valued so highly as to barter away our precious possessions called freedom. In the end, as we saw it with the Patriot Act, such bargains always turn sour. Federal government can hack into anybody's personal computers, phones, whatever it wants to and whenever it wants to. Really? Folks, is that what you were sold? By the way, for those that did not know, the Patriot Act, which should be called the Act of Tyranny, it was passed at 3:30 in the morning with not one representative, not one, read that document before signing it. Not one. Oh, and the conservatives, they were just all about the Patriot Act. Listen to the name. To uphold dying laws. No, it encroaches upon your freedoms, friends. They're asking you to give up your freedoms. And guess what? The American people fell right along with everything that was going on. Because after all, we need our government to protect us from the big, bad jihadists. Right? So you gave them more authority. And what did you find out just shortly thereafter, after September 11th? You were the ones that are under attack. You were the ones that were under attack, friends. And you've been under attack since September 11th. So I beg the question, who is responsible for September 11th? What are they trying to do? George Bush said, well, out of chaos, we're going to create a new world order. Who's creating the chaos? Do your homework. Study a little bit, friends. Because this stuff is not hard to see. as to who's responsible for the crimes. You know, it's interesting, friends, speaking of federal government, which again is a creature of the state, not the other way around, but they continuously usurp their authority, they overreach concerning their authority concerning the states. How does that work? Well, somebody is subjected to the federal government because they're compromised. That's why governments, namely governors, are bowing to the likes of corruption in federal government. But what I wanted you to know is, friends, did you know that Congress has 11, it only has an 11% approval rating? Well, most people are saying, well, Bradley, I already knew that. But did you know what's interesting about that? Congress has an 11% approval rating, yet 95% of them are reelected. Wait. Say that again, Bradley. Congress has an 11% approval rating. In other words, America, 89% of you disapprove of what government is doing today. Yet for some reason or another, 95% of the American or 95% of those that the American people are complaining about are reelected. How is that? Do you remember what Joseph Stalin said? It doesn't matter who does the voting, it matters who does the counting. And if you haven't seen Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, do see it, because even back in the 1930s when that movie was made, did you know that many of the politicians didn't like it? I'll tell you why they didn't like it, because it confronted them back in the day. So you have an 11% approval rating, America, for Congress. It's probably lower than that now. But for some reason or another, 95% of those that you complain about are still there. They're reelected. Who's doing that, friends? Is it the American people? I don't think so. I really don't. Going back to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, anticipating planned civil unrest, the growing market for riot control technology. Isn't that interesting how that works? Supply and demand. Push the fear. We have something to sell. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, American Horror Story, the shameful truth about the government's secret experiments. You know what, folks? A lot of this stuff is highlighted, and it's important that it's highlighted. But I got a question for you. How many times does it have to be highlighted before you deal with it? That's the great question here. How many times does corruption in government have to be highlighted before you actually take responsibility and deal with them? Question. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Some preppers are getting ready for the end of the world. Why would they think that? I'll tell you why. Because of the message of fear that's pushed onto people that paralyzes them to believe such a lie, friends. They've been, folks, century after century after century after century have been believing that it's the end of the world. And I'll tell you, for a good portion of those friends, at least concerning the professed church, namely the present church in America today, they just want to be raptured from responsibility. They think God's raising up an army to take them out before the battle for some reason or another. I got news for you. It's not scriptural. I don't care what your eschatology is or what you believe or what you've been taught. No, it puts you in a position to do absolutely nothing. And I want to tell you what, I see a whole lot of that going on. A whole lot of nothing going on. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Immediately after Muslim mayor elected, London's iconic buses proclaim, listen carefully, glory to Allah. Glory to Allah. So the illegals are literally plundering the nations, folks. They're literally, and by the way, the New World Order globalist monkeys are the ones using these useful idiots, because at length they'll be disposed of as well. You do need to understand that. They're dispensable. But immediately after Muslim mayor elected, London's iconic buses, they proclaim glory to Allah. Matter of fact, I have a pilot friend that goes in and out of England quite a bit. And he said, Bradley, it's getting very dangerous over there. He said, as a matter of fact, the TSA now are a bunch of Muslims that harass Westerners. Isn't that interesting? Little devils. Huh. But why is it here? Why are we here? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Islamic jihadists use knife to attack morning commuters. One dead, three injured. Folks, if you ever seen how erratic these people act, why don't you watch some of these videos? Yeah, they're horrific, but it'll give you somewhat of an idea as to how they've been trained up. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Friends, again, there's so much to cover. Muslim migrants may get German politicians' apartments. Ex-pastors suggest free prostitutes for asylum seekers. Folks, these people are being allured into this country. I want you to know that. They're using your tax dollars for a free ride. This criminal in the White House is making way. He is baiting these people to come into this country along with the likes of Congress that has done nothing to stop this criminal, along with the likes of Paul Ryan, Mitch McConnell, Harry Reid, Pelosi, friends, the entirety of the administration that may stand back and do nothing. Hopefully there's a couple in there that are, and they need to get their voice out there. Well, the fact of the matter is, friends, you do need to understand that they are being baited to come into this country, and you are the ones paying for it. You are the ones paying for it. But I have some good news here, too, as well, friends. Don't lose hope. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Where is your hope? Samuel Judah. Oh, man, he sounds really familiar. We call him Buggy. He's the producer of SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Just posted on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Don't lose hope, friends. Don't lose hope. Now, what I'm going to get to next, friends, is after this break, it's suspected sexual assault. Well, I'm sorry, it's not suspected. It's a suspect is arrested, in fact, in Target's sexual assault of 11-year-old girl. I'm going to give you a list of what's going on in Target stores. And then I want to lay to your candor, and as a matter of fact, I'll put it to you right now. Especially for all you good people that just thought for some reason or another that these people were the victims. You idiotic ignoramuses, you biblically illiterate ignoramuses, you sympathized with the very ones that are attacking you, and 6 years later, after blowing the trumpet, you sat there and you accused me, you browbeat me, you did everything and anything to demean what I was saying, which I was giving you forth, the word of the Lord. Now you're beginning to understand today exactly what I was saying over the last 6 years is exactly what's happening to you today. Target's CEO is off America's radar. Why is everybody complaining about the crimes of these stores that are becoming gender neutral concerning their bathrooms? How come nobody's going after the CEOs of the company, friends? Furthermore, how come nobody's looking to the President of the United States of America to be responsible concerning the crimes of the innocent victims, especially when the sexual predators have been flagged in which direction to come now? And when they get there, they offend. Who's responsible? Is the act apart from the actor? You know it not to be. Do we blame the gun or the one pulling the trigger? I'll be right back.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat, even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You know, I got to tell you this, friends. I just seen, it was this morning, actually, a live feed of an individual that has a radio show and a television program and a news outsource, as we do. And he had said, I want to tell you why. You know, all these illegals are coming into America. I want to tell you why, too. Because America's sin is finding them out individually and corporately. That's why. Isn't it interesting how many times people take the time to highlight all the branches on the tree rather than doing what God said when judging wicked men that they are praising by magnifying their crimes rather than saying, you know what, let's empower ourselves and go deal with the criminals. No, I want to tell you why. I want to tell you why all these Muslims are coming into America. They're coming into America, friends, because it's perfect judgment. And when you read the Word of God in Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28, it's not hard to figure out. Or Numbers 32:23. God's known by the judgments that He executes. And this is what He promised to a disobedient people. Matter of fact, John Calvin, love him or hate him, was right when he said, when God wants to judge a nation, He gives them wicked rulers. You have wicked rulers because you tolerate wicked rulers. You have wicked rulers because you are a wicked people. And the definition of wicked are those that know to do right, but they do it not. You know, I'm looking at some of the responses I got about, 19,000 people already reached. We have about 940 comments, 611 shares. And it's interesting, just the biblical illiteracy going on in this country. It sickens me to the core. One lady said, that's Old Testament, before Jesus died and rose, God's not judging anyone. What Bible are you reading, America? He is a judge. He's known by the judgments that He executes. It's appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. In the book of that's in Romans. In the book of Revelations, what are we going to find? We're going to find out that we're all going to stand before the judgment seat of God. I mean, people, you are so backwards biblically, it's scary. The only thing I can say is, wow, really? So I had to say, what Bible are you reading? Apparently, you must be listening to your pastor that has no business preaching from anybody's pulpit. I mean, this is just over the top. And this is exactly the Kool-Aid that the American people drank. Thou shalt not judge. Folks, I'm giving you the judge's words. Like it or not, you're going to be judged one way or another. I mean, this lady, she's like someone that's been taught, well, you know, my pastor told me we're not supposed to judge. What does the Bible teach you? To keep his judgments and his statutes and his commandments. Right? And if you fail to do this, this is what's going to happen to you. Well, guess where we're at, friends? This is what's going to happen to you. I mean, this lady, she gets pulled over by a cop for going 15 miles an hour over the speed limit. She's going 70 into 55. And when the cop comes up to her and says, ma'am, as he points his finger to the law, but this is a lawless gospel in what you're dealing with today, friends. As he points his finger to the law, says, you violated that 55 mile an hour speed limit by 15 miles an hour. You are going 70 miles an hour. You broke the law. Well, the first thing she says to him after he writes out a ticket and puts it in her hand, she rips it up and throws it at his feet and says, who are you to judge me? I mean, this is how ridiculous people have become, friends. You have a Barack Hussein Obama. You have corruption in government. You have corrupt politicians throughout the United States of America. You have corruption on the airwaves. You have corruption in the church. Why do you have that? Because, America, you haven't magnified God's law against their crimes unto judgment. You're in trouble because you don't judge. How ridiculous are people today? It's scary. It's totally scary. And this, by the way, coincides perfectly as to what I'm going to talk about right now. Target's CEO is off America's radar. Hey, folks, have Americans become so demoralized that they don't even realize the severity of those who are transgressing the law? And what is it that is, and by the way, friends, those that are transgressing the law, that's, I need to make that clear. And what it is that they are clearly attempting to promote? Read Jeremiah 5:21. Hey, folks, they are making our innocent the prey of sexual predators. This is what Target stores are now attracting. Friends, I've spoken thousands of times from public high schools to colleges to tea parties, television, radio across the country. If anyone were to even suggest the things that Target and the President of the United States are attempting to advocate by force, it would not be long before that person was thrown into a prison cell for a long, long time. But America, thou shalt not judge, and furthermore, they can go ahead and do it. Right? Say you, because you give them permission, because, let's say it, let's call it for what it is, because you don't want to do anything about the problem as they make your children a prey to sexual predators. Hey, folks, I shared with you last week that the Obama administration has threatened North Carolina to either accept a gender-neutral bathroom bill led by a known sodomite pedophile named Chad Severance, a convicted felon. The president said, or federal funds will be cut from the state. America, what does that suggest? That should tell you, mask off. Lay the axe to the root of the tree. Don't deal with the branches on the tree. Deal with the criminal, the one pulling the trigger. Don't blame the gun. Blame the one pulling the trigger. Blame the one advocating the crime. Folks, did you know that in the state of Minnesota, according to Statute 609.342, Subdivision 11, a person in sexual contact with a person under 13 years of age may be sentenced to imprisonment for not more than 30 years or to a payment of not more than $40,000 or both? So therefore, that's just in Minnesota, not North Carolina. How is it that both Target and the Obama administration are advocating that which is clearly illegal? Hey, folks, this isn't about people using the bathroom. It's about targeting the innocent. You know it as well as I do. That's exactly what it's about. It's a calling card for sexual predators to prey on people in bathrooms. You want to tell me how sick people can get, friends? And just like I told you again 6 years ago, friends, there's no lines with these people. Nope, this is who they are. Maybe this has a whole lot to do as to why Barack Hussein Obama has appointed over 225 radical homosexuals, lesbians, sodomites, friends, lesbians and transgenders to governmental positions in your government. Folks, these people are ruling the roost now. That's who's behind all of this. They want to tear down the laws along with the criminal in the White House, who's the first gay president. And everybody just kind of laughs that off. Hey, folks, do you know anything about his Chicago days? Bathhouse Barry. Folks, why don't you do some homework? He's not doing it because it's a good idea. He's doing it because that's who he is. Folks, this should all be called for what it is. The Pedophile Enabling Act, which is criminal from the beginning to the end. Folks, this is transgressing the law. This isn't just criminal. This is transgressing the law. This is giving you the finger as they push everything down on you by force, like it or not. Michael Swift's homosexual manifesto, which was printed in the Gay Community News on February 15th through the 12th. I'm sorry. There's a spelling error there, Tim. 1987 was also entered into the congressional records. Here's what he wrote. We will unmask the powerful homosexuals who masquerade as heterosexuals. You will be shocked and frightened when you find that your presidents and their sons, your industrialists, your senators, your mayors, your generals, your athletes, your film stars, your television personalities, your civic leaders, your priests are not the safe, familiar heterosexual figures you assume them to be. We are everywhere. We have infiltrated your ranks. That was supposed to be satire, friends. I told you 6 years ago it wasn't satire. Nope. They also threatened to sodomize your children. So, America, why is it that Brian Cornell, the CEO for Target, is not being held for the said crimes that have taken place in the Target stores across the country with his company policies? And by the way, friends, keep in mind, policy doesn't usurp law. It doesn't follow, policies follow law. Law does not follow the policy. This is clearly criminal. How come nobody's talking about the CEO for Target? Hey, folks, protest is good. Good for you. That's great. Good start. But justice is better. Protest is good, but justice is better. How is it that you have the act being apart from the actor? Everybody's talking about protesting Target. How about taking it to the individual that put the green light up for the sexual predators to come into a store in the first place to make a prey out of your children or out of the innocent? Well, I'm not advocating that. Yeah, you are, because that's the fruit of what's happened over the last couple weeks at Target stores. Hey, folks, a little common sense comes into play here. Again, is he not the one that gave the green light for sexual predators to prey on the innocent? Folks, again, that's the fruit of what's happening here. And speaking of sexual predators in Target stores, check out these criminals who have been caught committing their crimes. You would think that the homosexual sodomite communities, if it weren't true, they would be decrying Target. They're not. They're praising Target and other stores, along with the criminal in the White House. Come on. Come on, America, and tell you again, start calling it for what it is. You know what? Nothing's going to change. And not just calling it for what it is, but actually dealing with it. Man, if you had the fear of God, friends, I'll tell you what, these devils that we're dealing with, they're all around us. They wouldn't have a chance, would they? Nope. They would understand that the people of the earth shall see that we're called by the name of the Lord, and they would fear us for His namesake. Or they would understand the terror of the God of Jacob that would fall upon their cities. Right? But the American people haven't understood that justice is the guardian of liberty. No, you've been taught thou shalt not judge, which gives you an excuse as to not know your founding documents, at least until you're all over with. I'm going to highlight some of these crimes that have been committed against the innocents at Target stores in just a moment here, friends. How is it that the CEO of Target is off radar, America? I mean, one of these victims and their parents are going to catch on and they're going to actually understand what God meant when he said, keep my commandments and deal with the one that's advocating the crimes. And that does not exclude the president.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Greetings, I'm Ron Strom, commentary editor for WND.com. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Bradley Dean for the vital work he does through his radio show, Sons of Liberty. I think of Bradley Dean as a biblical patriot on steroids.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm talking about how is that the CEO of Target and as well the President of the United States, how is it that they're off the American people's radar? No, they're protesting. They're complaining about what they tolerate. Folks, listen, you know, when I'm on here talking with you, you do need to understand you can search the world over. As to how to, folks, you have people leaving the country. They think that's going to bring about resolve. The Lord said in judgment he would chase them down with a sword. Folks, regardless if you want to see it that way or not, look to history. America, you have corruption set against your destruction. Along with American companies that you have helped make successful. There is only one way to bring about resolve to the issues in which are in front of our faces on a 24/7 basis. It's not to talk about how bad they become and the crimes that they commit. No, it's for us to lay the axe to the root of the tree to deal with the issues. Again, justice is the guardian of liberty. There's your resolve. It's the resolve that people don't want. They would rather just talk about how bad things are getting rather than to right the wrongs. Isaiah 26 verse 9 says, when thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world learn righteousness. There's your answer. There's your answer right there. King David said in Psalm 119, Lord, I have kept thy commandments. I have hope in thy salvation. In other words, he just said, I did all that you told me to do. Now I'm waiting upon you to bring forth the answers. Hey, folks, if you think for one moment 57 million babies slaughtered in the womb at will because a government sanctioned it, corruption in government sanctioned it, and you think you're going to just let that step right past you in your time, you are sadly mistaken. You are personally, before God, responsible for what you tolerate. That's a fact. That is a fact. And that's where we're at today. Furthermore, speaking of the CEO of Target and the President of the United States of America, this is what they've been advocating, friends. And if they say that's not what they advocate, why, folks, what other reason would they say to a criminal sexual predator, come in to Target stores and use whatever bathroom you want? Why would they allure them in? Come on. A suspect arrested in Target sexual assault of 11-year-old girl. They were separated in the store, authorities say. Surveillance video from inside the store shows a man wearing a gray sleeveless t-shirt, baseball cap, and shorts roaming the aisles. He was looking for kids. Just before the sexual assault, he can be seen holding the girl's hand and leading her through the store. This is what's happening in Target stores, friends. How come nobody's talking about the CEO of Target or the President of the United States, folks? That's threatening North Carolina to accept it or else. As over in North Carolina, again, just as a reminder, remember, it's a sexual predator, a pedophile, a convicted felon that's leading that bill up. And the President of the United States is saying, you better let him have his way or else. Who's to be held responsible for this, friends? Protest is good, but again, keep in mind, judgment is better. Number two, man arrested for store gropes to face multiple sexual assault charges. Wow. Multiple. Well, you live in a society where you're taught to commit the crime three times, and if you do it the third time, that's it. We're going to deal with you. Hey, folks, soft judges produce hardened criminals. And I want to tell you what, America, you are a good, good, good soft judge. You encourage the enemies to do the things that they do. And I'm talking about in a negative connotation, friends. The officer making the stop for speeding recognized Cooper as the suspect from a video that was distributed about the incidents at a Target and a Westtown mall. The girl said that a man approached her and a friend in the shoe section of Target store, then followed them before he purposefully veered into the girl and brushed against her upper thigh and lower backside area. Man, why wouldn't they come to Target, man? Hey, come on over to our store. Hey, all you sexual predators, we know. The American people don't know yet, but Bradley Dean is telling them, and we better put a stop to that sooner or later. But the fact of the matter is we want a normal pedophilia. We want to normalize pedophilia. And folks, that's exactly what's happening now. Number three, man with history of molesting women arrested. Case may be related to St. Louis County sexual assault. On Tuesday, St. Louis City Police confirmed that they are investigating the sexual assault of a 13-year-old female inside the Target store on Hampton Avenue in South St. Louis Monday night. Huh. Number four. Well, we got a whole list of them. Oh, there's dozens more than the ones that I'm highlighting right now, friends. South Bend police looking for men who performed sexual act at Target department store. A 16-year-old girl was shopping at the department store when a man approached her from behind and performed a sexual act on himself at about 2 p.m., police said. Wow. Man, this is being encouraged, friends. And folks, now they have your eyes off of public schools again, but I've been telling you for 6 years as to what's going on in public schools. You know, they got NEA's got a homosexual caucus. That's not good enough. So they have a drag queen caucus now. And you should see the crimes, as I said 6 years ago. Like it or not, this was going to happen. You're going to see teacher-on-student crimes. Folks, 2 to 3 a week now. Number five, police tip leads to man wanted for touching young girls at Target. Hey, friends, you know what? You know what? Whatever. Seriously. To the ruthless attitude about what's going on. We're talking about our posterity. We're talking about our kids. I had a guy tell me today, you know, I'm just saddened by, you know, the fact that our kids are going to have to pay the price. I'm looking at him saying, oh my gosh, friends. No. I said, you know what? That's why I do what I do. But if you think for one moment you're sorry for your kids, you're going to stand before your judge. Prepare to meet your judge. Prepare to meet your God. Oh, so many old folks, they look forward to actually just dying and go to heaven because they want to get out of here. They want to get out of here because they hate their reflection, don't they? Wisdom is justified by our children. Oh my goodness, look what our kids are going to have to deal with. You're the worst of men. Our forefathers said that if there's going to be trouble, let it come in our time. Now they're saying if there's going to be trouble, let me die and go away, and it's going to be my kids' problem. Police tip leads to a man wanted for touching young girls at Target. Folks, is the CEO not accountable for these crimes along with the President of the United States of America? Yeah, you better bet your bottom dollar, but don't forget about the President and the Attorney General, the criminal himself, Eric Holder. Remember when they overlooked the DOD, the Defense Department of the United States, or the Department of Defense at the Pentagon? Remember when 5,000 members were downloading child pornography? And they said they didn't have the resources to actually investigate. That was all done through an ICE investigation. Why are you in trouble, friends? Number six, suspect accused of sexually assaulting girl at Sandy Target turns self in. 47-year-old man Scott Fulmer was arrested Wednesday. He turned himself in after he learned police were looking for him. Officer, an official said a man approached an underage girl who was shopping with a friend. Notice they're all underage friends. Did you notice this? Did anybody catch on to this? It's all about the kids, friends. It's all about the kids. But again, if you want to look at the homosexual manifesto, they'll tell you exactly what it's about. It's about the kids. We'll sodomize your children. Your sons, they said. Number seven, sexual assault suspected. Suspect again arrested at Folsom Target store. Police arrested Timothy Ortiz. It's O-R-T-I-Z. Ortiz. There's no A there. 25 at the Target store on Blue Raven Road after security officers reported he was following women in the store. And folks, I'm sorry to say, he was masturbating. Wow. You want to talk about being emboldened, friends? You know, pornography, all the filth that they're throwing on you on the internet, regardless if you want it or not. Folks, I got about enough blocks on my website that I don't even know what to say to you. Do you know that that's an assault on your morality to weaken you? It's illegal. But as long as the government says it's legal, you just sit there like a bunch of sheep while the wolves devour, and then you wonder why they take it another step and another step and another step. They create another bureaucracy out of crimes, and by the way, crimes in which the law stood against in the first place, and they normalize it. They've normalized drug use in certain states. They've normalized sexual assault. As a matter of fact, if you look in certain cities, friends, they're even teaching kids bestiality, which is an abomination in the sight of God. Folks, so if you think that this is the worst of it, it's not over until you deal with the ones that are advocating it, because it's going to get worse. Hanford man confesses to hiding camera in Target store restroom. This is another one. Number eight, Anderson PD. Peeping Tom took pictures of people in Target bathroom. Man arrested for taking photos of women in a Target bathroom. Folks, keep in mind, there's a whole plethora more of the crimes that are being committed in the Target store. Why is the CEO off radar? No longer, friends. He needs to be dealt with. Talk to you tomorrow, 1 John 3:18. See ya.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885.
1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.